we have somebody joining us that's also a part of the family. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Yay!
Yay!
You sound so excited.
I can just tell. She sounds
the voice,
different.
Man. There's a maturity already.
You have something to tell us.
I do. Well, I'm currently holding a cute little 6-pound, 20-ounce little man named Everett.
Oh, that is, my goodness. Cool. Congratulations, Kathleen. So many emotions. I mean, like a week into this. Have you cried as many times as you anticipated in the first week?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I've cried less than I anticipated.
Oh, look at that.
I know. But because I cry a lot in general, so I assume that it would be more than usual. And I think I'm on par for just typical. But last night I did wake up crying, and I was, because he just was, you know, up, and I had followed a schedule all day, and he was just like, I'm good. I don't need sleep at 2. I'm like, why? So,
yeah, they tend to do that. They got their own thing going on.
Yeah. But my husband's like, he's just been so helpful. I had a bottle ready, and so he was able to just like take care of him this morning. So I got like 4 hours of sleep.
Get it, girl. So,
watch out, world.
I know. That is cool. So a lot.
I'm back at like the Moody Radio sleep schedule.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you lived that way for a long time and you survived. You've trained for this, girl.
I did.
When I was texting with you, you sound a lot like Hannah. You kept saying, "I'm just so in love with him. I just can't stop looking at him."
Well, it's very true. Now I understand.
It's so illogical and intoxicating.
Yeah. So yeah. How old is Everett?
He is, yesterday he was 1 week old.
Oh my gosh.
So that's 8 days old.
And tell us just your favorite feature about his little face.
Okay, so I love his lips. Mm. They're really cute, and he's very expressive, which is not surprising at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so he just has like, they kind of look like my husband's lips, but then like all of a sudden he'll look like an old man, you know, because he's just like, they'll sink in and I'm like, oh, I love you. And he always has them like out in like a pucker.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So yesterday I kept giving him like a kiss and then he'd like open his mouth like, oh, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. What are they saying?
That's cool. You know, there's something about when you have a baby that changes your husband. Have you seen?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, I think the most like wild thing is I just feel like I love Nate even more. And like, he's just been such a good support system. And it honestly just makes me give like so much appreciation to like women who have to do this alone. It's just incredible to me because he's been so wonderful. And like the other day I heard Nate talking to the baby and singing to the baby, and I like just weeping. I'm like, oh my gosh, because you know that's in your spouse, but you don't see it.
Amazing.
Like, why would he ever sing to like our dog, you know? It's just been like really sweet moments, and I'm grateful he can take some time off of work. He's been working from home a little, like when he naps.
Yeah.
But I'll be able to just be like, come here, like we're doing tummy time, and you know, he lifts his head and I'm like, he's a genius.
So can you tell us a little bit about the name Everett? Like, how did you guys land on that?
So when we were praying for a child, like I kind of always had like words in my mind of like what I want our child to be. And so as I was reading through Proverbs after we found out we were pregnant, the words like humility were popping up a lot and wisdom. And so I prayed those a lot. And then just with like, you know, everything you cover in the news, it's like, good grief. This kid's going to have a lot of courage. And so as we were looking for names, I wanted it to have a meaning behind it. And so Everett means courageous. And we thought like, well, that's pretty perfect for what our prayer is for our son. You know, we want him to go into the world and be courageous for Jesus. And we don't know anyone named Everett.
So that helps. Well, yeah,
that helps too.
It does help. I wanted to give a shout out to the grandparents. How are they doing? And
yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're in love. It's so fun. My mom was here the other day, so I took a tiny little nap. And it was just cool because when she was looking at him, she was like, I see my kids in him, aww, like her babies. Yeah. And I'm like, that's just so cool. Like, just how I just think like, this is really hard, you know, but I think God gives you those little moments of like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And like, that was one of those moments for me where I was like, wow, that's really cool that like, mm-hmm, God made us all that we're like part of each other.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was really special, and it's been fun to see, like everyone holding him and loving on him. My mother-in-law came over yesterday because it was our anniversary. And so my husband and I were able to go out and go have a night out for, you know, 2 hours until I'm like, oh, I better go home and feed this kid.
Yeah. You know, that having a baby gets us closer to our husbands. Have you found, or can you tell us a little bit how it's changed your relationship with your mom?
Yes. Okay. So I actually remember hearing this from you, Hannah. You had said to me, you were like, she's like, you had said like the way you love Harvey is amazing because that's what your mom feels about you.
Oh yeah. It still blows me away to this day.
Yes. And I've been feeling that. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was this tiny little human that my parents were able to manage to, oh, he's pooping.
I hear his little noise. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I'm that is so glad cool. That was his first on-air noise.
Thank you, bud.
But yeah, star. I mean, you're right, Kathleen. It's such a, there's just so many levels that you learn through parenting, you know, yeah. And Janelle, you mm-hmm. are further ahead in as terms of like having years of that built in you and yeah. your relationship and in your relationship with parents and all those things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Kathleen, I love hearing that as like a fresh 1-week-year-old mom being like, wait, what? Like yeah. my mom yeah. loves me this amount that that's I'm crazy. Obsessed with yeah. Everett. That is the coolest yeah. thought. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I just think like we were driving home from our dinner date and a song came on about, you know, growing up and getting married. And I was like weeping. I'm like, I don't want him to grow up ever. Like, I just love him so much. And you know how it typically is like, boys will have to kind of go to the in-law or the, like the girl's house more often.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh no, like I don't want him to be with me all the time.
Wow. It's so starting early.
Yeah. Like, wow, he's a week old, but I get it.
I love it.
I get that.
Oh my word. That is so exciting.
That's a lot, so I have a lot to think about.
No, yeah, that's great. I love it because we know how crazy it gets, especially with the first baby. So thank you for taking the time this early in his life.
I cannot believe a week ago you were pushing a baby out, and now here you are hanging out with us on air.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks. Well,
thank you.
What else am I going to do?
I know. It is the weirdest time where you're like somehow so busy doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I don't have a minute to go to the bathroom, but I'm not doing anything.
I know.
It's so amazing.
But I will call in to Moody Radio.
That's right.
Look at you being super
mom. We're so honored that you did. And we're so excited for you and your sweet little baby.
Thank you.
We are excited. Yes. Any specific prayers?
Yeah, I think just continue praying for his just healthy development. And of course, we're like, oh my gosh, he's brilliant. Like he can follow a light.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But we would love for him to be able to.
Look at that.
Hello. Yeah, laugh. I'd love to hear a laugh. But anyway, so just pray for continued health and development. And our prayer has been that he'd come to know Jesus at a young age. And
oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, just continue praying for those things and health for Nathan and I. We both were actually sick before Everett was born. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're not getting any sleep, Nate's been such a champ, but he has like a pretty nasty cough. So just health and protection over Everett that he doesn't get sick. So.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And we know
absolutely.
Many in our listening family love you, have been praying for you, and now they know exactly how to continue praying. We're celebrating with you and loving
thank
Everett
you.
Already.
Little Everett Zion. Yeah. Can't wait to have him in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
Might take another week.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.